Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Josh McKenna to talk about the Knoxville Nationals. Knoxville Nationals are fast approaching. How important is it for the city of Knoxville and the Knoxville Chamber to have such a big event?
Well, it's a huge event. It brings in a lot of people to Knoxville. We go from a community of 7,300 to about 40,000. And what that means is it creates an interesting opportunity for businesses to creatively find ways to drive additional dollars from those tourists and visitors to our town into their businesses. Some neat ways that businesses are taking advantage of it is like Hy-Vee is bringing in North Coast to do some extra grilling, and that's a creative way that they can bring in additional dollars to their business. And another thing that the Chamber is doing is we're going to be adding bingo this year as a non-dues revenue source to help our operations here and fostering a vibrant business community. But there's a lot more opportunities that I'm seeing businesses come up with to drive additional dollars into their doors.
Now, you already mentioned bingo is one of the things that the Chamber is going to be doing. What are some other things the Chamber plans on for this Nationals?
Well, we're going to be working with volunteers to shuttle our visitors around town. Our streets aren't quite made for 40,000 people and the additional cars that would mean. So we're trying to host them and get them around town to see the different businesses and opportunities for entertainment that we'll have during that time. We're also working with residents of Knoxville to open up their homes and help us to house these different individuals. I mean, we need more of those residents willing to do that and help us host these visitors to our community. Some other things that we're doing is the parking. They need somewhere to put all those cars, and we'll be coordinating parking at Young's Park that we'll need volunteers for. But we're getting pretty close. We just need that last push, just a few more volunteers in each of these categories. So if you know how to drive a tractor, we would be greatly appreciative if you would volunteer. Or if you know a lot about Knoxville and would be very comfortable with talking about Knoxville on the shuttles and hosting people as we shuttle them around our town.
And it certainly is a tremendous effort whenever you have an event like the Knoxville Nationals, and like you mentioned, the increase in influx of people that come in here daily for that week and a half span, so to speak. You need a lot of people to be able to help accomplish this stuff, and you just mentioned how much you need volunteers for that. How important are the volunteers, and how, if a person is listening and wants to get involved in this, how can they volunteer for the Chamber?
We've tried to make the volunteering process as simple as possible. All we really need is you to give us your name, number, and time that you're available. You could do that by stopping into our office at 217 South 2nd Street in the Dixie Gebhardt House, or you could call us at 828-7555. And now you can even just go to our website at winwithknoxville.com, and on the volunteer page there's a nice little form that you could fill out and click submit, and then we'll have your information. It's really as simple as we need to know that you're willing, your name, your number, and what time you're available.
And what other things would you like to let people know about the Knoxville Nationals?
Well, we've been very fortunate in having so many volunteers that are willing to step up and just be great hosts. And I know from talking to individuals in the past years that they're, you know, really excited just about the community. And that's part of the experience of Nationals is that we're so open to inviting all these people and hosting them for that week. And, you know, most of the people who have hosted individuals, it's like getting together with old friends every year. That's a great part, and happy to be a part of that this year.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Josh McKenna, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.